Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You know, we were talking about the World Cup earlier. Iran's sports minister says that the country cannot take part in the World Cup because of the ongoing conflict. We'll see if that is seen through, but they said it is not possible for them to do so right now. Right now, again, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. And much like your last year at the beginning, we were in Oxnard when you said it. Who needs Micah Parsons when we have James Houston? I say to you, who needs Max Crosby when we have Rashawn Gary?
You know? Wow.
And I feel like that's what the Cowboys...
Man, I hope that's the case. Just as a side...
Openly said to everybody.
Has Terrence Parsons never been on Sean and RJ?
I don't think so.
That feels like an interview that needs to happen.
Okay, all right.
That's your appointment.
I'm kind of torn between going directly into my sports question...
Okay.
...or directly into a Tolo-related conversation.
Oh,
I got this text from my mom just a little bit ago. She said, I'm laughing my butt off right now. Obviously, I thought she was listening to our show because we're hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
She was going into the Rockwall Walmart, and a guy kept honking at her. And, you know, she was thinking to herself, Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on, probably. She thought he was honking at her to go, but he kept honking. He wanted to come up to my window and talk to me. I was kind of scared.
Yeah.
So I rolled my window down just in a little bit. And he said, hey, where did you get that Tolo sticker from? And she said, well, my son, he's on the KNC Masterpiece. She said, I don't have any stickers with me. And he was like, okay, next time I see you, I hope you have some because I'm going to honk at you again. He said he's a huge cello fan. Not sure what that means, but my son plays cello, so that's awesome. Maybe that's what he's talking
There's
about.
There's always room for cello.
He loves the KNC Masterpiece and said, Kevin, not you, but he said this, and this is a direct shot at Zach Wolchuk, I believe. He said it's the best show on the station.
Oh.
So thank you very much
to your face, Zach.
That Tolo who saw my mom, stopped her down to make her proud of me, essentially, which... I'm still not sure if she is or not, you know?
I think she is. I feel very positive about that.
Okay,
also,
right.
It's tough to get someone's attention with a honk because we've all just been continued to honk means something bad, or I know some people just automatically flip you off when you're like, dude, I wasn't trying to be mean about it.
Yeah.
So I could see how someone honks at you and then wants to walk up to your window, you'd be like, I'm good.
You're driving. You think if it's a honk and you're not doing anything wrong, then you're like, they're clearly not honking at me.
Right.
And then now that I've found out you are honking at me, I don't know what the F you're honking at me for.
Have you ever had
a
situation?
Do I need to reach for my peace right now?
Oh, my goodness.
No, guys, we shouldn't do that. We're driving together. It's cooperative.
I know the world would probably be a better place if there was no honking or we'd be all calmed down. But I think the world would really be a better place if the people that got honked at really did make a mistake and they waved that person.
Mm-hmm.
Was like, my bad. You're right. I was sitting there not paying attention and it was green.
From the 817 Tolo Go Cello, I appreciate it. Now we're extending the Toe logo to Toe logo cello.
I would have thought the bass would have gotten more play in this conversation then.
Why is that?
Because people are all about that bass.
Okay.
Or Meghan Trainor.
Kevin.
How long ago did that song come out? Like 15 years ago?
A long
10
time.
10 years ago?
This is a...
Look that up. Just for the record, I agreed with the Facebook guy.
Hold on. You agreed with the Facebook guy that you would sign the petition eliminate this show?
I 100% would sign that petition.
12 years?
Do you not like doing this show?
No, I do, but also we have a contract.
Oh, yeah, makes
petition
sense.
Petition doesn't override that.
But could we use the petition in favor of our future contracts?
Look, man, if you want to sign a petition to help your cause and everything, that's cool. I just don't know how many of these petitions impact the decision makers. I'm sure there are some.
They should.
But I also think a lot of them are like, that's great.
Where's the voter ID on that petition?
Whoa.
Politics! Did you have, how do I know if that signature's not seven people? They
yeah.
just sat there and signed it all day.
Wrote Seymour Butts and stuff, yeah.
Because that's what I do. I go to weddings, and I sign my name as George Bush and Troy Aikman. And people are like, oh my gosh, can you believe Troy Aikman came to our wedding? Did you see him?
No. I kind of wish we would have done that.
What?
Like, just written those names on there.
I think I did.
Oh, sweet.
Go back and look at your signature book and see if there's a Troy Aikman
okay.
or a George Bush.
Come on, Daddy.
There you go. Kevin, this weekend is the Grand Prix.
Mm.
And my brother-in-law is a huge F1 fan. He really likes racing. And so I was talking to him about it. He had not heard that this was happening because he lives in Washington now. He had not heard that this is happening, so it was news to him. And he wanted to see the course immediately. And he was looking at it, and he was like, this course is awesome.
Yeah.
He was really excited about what this course is going to be. And during baseball season last year, I don't believe you were still with us at the time. Oh, we had Mike coming on.
Okay.
And we talked to one of the racers. And it was awesome. There's a lot of excitement at that time. Well, now it's almost been a year since, and we're about to run up on this thing. And I'm kind of with you. I felt like that this would be, is this a big weekend right now? 877-881-1053.
And that's the thing. I want to make this clear. I think it's really cool. I am excited about it. I thought by this point, just this whole week, or certainly by Wednesday, it would have been like Indy Carapalooza happening around here and that. And like, we would have had like, everyone had been like, why aren't you talking about this race? Who do you like to win? Did you get your tickets? And like,
where's IndyCar Radio Row?
Yeah.
You know,
that just hasn't been the case. Now they might still have a monster crowd. And like you said, the course itself looks really cool. You can get tickets for like $35. I just would have thought that it would have been like all Indy all the time.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you, but I've also never been to Monaco.
Sure.
I've never been to these other ones. That's something you should probably ask Broadus too. I know we have a very intense crosstalk coming up with Woolchuck here in a little bit, but I wonder if that's something that like he can give us a better example of. No, it's not like the Super Bowl. All week. It's going to be Friday will be the big day, and then going into the week, I have no clue because that's not my sport. But
yeah.
Anybody out there that this is your sport, I would love to hear from you about this. The NCAA is getting ahead of the next potential scandal with referee monitoring. Have you heard about this?
I saw that.
Yeah,
I don't know how they're going to do it, but I did see a headline.
They are implementing Prohibet, which is a major step in increasing the integrity protections of college sports. This platform adds another layer to the NCAA's robust integrity monitoring program as we work to keep competition integrity and student-athlete well-being paramount, because the NCAA has always cared about the student-athlete well-being. So this does track a lot of different things and helps them monitor and raise red flags when needed.
Okay.
It is a detection tool that is utilized by this league, especially when it comes to betting. So
it kind of feels like you have to now, right?
With
all the scandals that have happened, and yeah,
baseball, basketball, you've already seen. I'm surprised. Well, I mean, we've seen it hit football players in the fact that some of the football players have been betting making those plays inside the locker rooms. And that's where they're like, you can't do that in the locker rooms. And then obviously there's other situations as well. But Kevin, you're getting ready to walk directly into the tournament time, not just the NCAA March Madness tournament, but you're getting ready to walk into the other tournaments, the ACC tournament, the Big 12, like these things. This is very smart of them to try and get ahead of it.
Yeah.
I wonder how successful they're going to be at it. And I wonder who's going to be more successful. Will it be Prohibet or the German soccer fans? German soccer fans unplugged the VAR cables at their stadium so the referee couldn't review footage to give a penalty kick because they thought he was cheating. So they were thinking to themselves, he's going to screw us over. So they went ahead and unplugged the VR. Dudes in masks ran out there and unplugged it, Kevin. Who do you think will be more successful, the NCAA or soccer fans, in eliminating scandalous stuff?
Man, I've already changed my answer in my head a couple of times.
It was the Munster and Hertha Berlin game.
I'll say NCAA because I could see some areas where the soccer fans are like, yeah, if there's room for potential hooliganism, then maybe we'll go along with it. So, yeah, I'll go with the NCAA. Don't feel great about my answer, but I'll go with that.
Okay, all right. Alec, do you believe that German soccer fans or the NCAA will be more successful in eliminating scandals?
Well, I've never been one to believe that the NCAA actually cares about much of anything.
My guy right there.
Yeah. And I think that soccer fans care way more about their fandom than anything else in life. So I think that we're going to get things right in the world of soccer 100 times out of 100, even if we got to go vigilante style.
Okay.
I am with Alec.
Soccer fans
know what they're doing. Kevin, and I appreciate you trying to give some legitimacy to the NCAA.
But even then, I told you I didn't feel great.
You did not feel, you felt kind of gross, didn't
you? Yeah, I did.
I understand that. And this is not something I typically do because I do not believe in Sasquatch.
Oh, what?
However.
Was that the transition?
Yes.
Okay.
Several sightings of Bigfoot have been reported in Portage County, Ohio. This is the Bigfoot Society is tracking an unprecedented cluster of activity. In the last 96 hours, there have been five separate highly credible, actually it says high credibility reports, stretching from Mantua to Windham. They've received many of these directly, and the Bigfoot Mapping Project has been documenting these reports as well. They're looking into it. The timeline of events is also available as well.
Okay.
I do not believe in Bigfoot, but for those who do believe,
this is
your opportunity.
See, I don't know if I believe in Bigfoot or not, but I don't not believe in Bigfoot, if that's a sentence that makes sense. What I'm curious about is, did other people jump in once they heard there was a credible report, and they're like, oh yeah, me too. And once you've thought this would happen in Florida...
Oh, for sure. But Ohio does make sense, too, because of the range that's up there.
Okay.
I will say this. I can totally see a small town or a small community being like, how do we get some damn attention around here? And then they go, hey, why don't we just put in like 5 or 6 calls of Bigfoot? And all of a sudden, we're Bigfoot County. And now everybody wants to come eat at our little lake house diner that we have here and drink our local brews at the brewery that we have around here and sample some of our other herbs.
Now, Corey, I don't want to move off of Bigfoot too soon, but there is an offer on the racing front.
Okay.
From the 972, I work for a team that is racing at the Grand Prix of Arlington in our Toyota GR Cup cars. This place is insane.
Really?
We're loading in right now. There's going to be so many people here. And then they added...
What's the approximate number of people you think are going to be around that track? I'd love to hear an answer on that.
I'm going to say 70,000. And then he said, y'all should come right now and get y'all credentials to see it in person.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, well, you need to finish the show first.
He said right now, though. Okay. If I finish the show, is that still going to be
all
available?
Right, I will follow up and see if he can wait like 45 more minutes, hopefully.
You remember the time we were in that area and saw 700,000 people walking around?
Yes, I do. Yes,
how awesome that was.
Man, that's a great question about the attendance, though.
Because I don't know exactly, like, how people can line up on the racetrack or where other places they can't be, you know, because they're dangerous or whatever.
Sure.
And then I know there are some other seats that like sit over the track where you can watch them go underneath you. So I'm very curious as to how that all lines up. I did look at it a little bit.
Yeah. So take this for what it's worth. The estimate is that we'll hit between 75 and 80,000 fans over the three-day race weekend. Now, what that specifically means for just Sunday's crowd, don't know. But, I mean, that is a crap ton of people. And I think that's one of the reasons I thought, like, it would be kind of more of a, like, WrestleMania-style happening. And
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game, but from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And I mean, I'm sure it'll still be big and be awesome. I would just love to see more of this funneled through because obviously Austin has become a big race hub, and I would love to see that happen around here.
Our friend Kyle Frazier at Frazier Roofing, Kevin, said, said, as a ball knower, LOL, I'm excited. Our office is right down the road from the track. I can probably watch it from the roof.
Okay.
So maybe I have another spot to be able to watch this stuff from.
Another update. The press briefing the other day, they said they have sold 62,000 tickets so far. And then another offer that we can go tailgate at United with some folks off of Randolph Mill. So,
dude, Tolos, this is why the Tolos are the best.
For sure.
I've never doubted this. I know Woolchuck feels differently, but this is why we love the Tolos so much.
From the 903, this is why y'all don't like the Tolos, but I do. If the abominable snowman is Italian, is his real name Spaghetti? I do not think I could have pronounced that any better.
We could have totally just gone to break. Aiden's giving the thumbs down right now.
Oh!
Eric, like, just, he's giving, look at, and there's Eric Tiafalo right there.
Okay, well, he's
I don't even know. Is he going to give a grade, or is it just?
Oh, it's a mid. It's a mid. Okay, it's a mid. All right.
That makes a lot of sense.
From the 214, I love that Bobby Knows Ball jingle. I know Sean does not, but man, you can use it for anything. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's do some My Buddy's an Idiot. Plus, we will check in with the happenings of FC Dallas. We'll do all of that next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We've got Osaze Urigide, excuse me, right here on 105.3 The Fan, probably in about 5 minutes from FC Dallas. In the meantime, we've got some My Buddy's an Idiot from the 817. My buddy's an idiot because he thought the American team had already punched their ticket until halfway through the game. My buddy was me. Could have also been Mark DeRosa before the game.
Did the rest of the players think this too?
I don't think so. I really don't.
Like they were just sitting there like, yeah, coach told us. Everything's fine.
I don't.
Or were they just like, hey, coach, think we kind of want to win this damn game. I will say this. Looking at the lineup, the roster, it wasn't that different. There were two guys out. Maybe it was pitching that he was more concerned with.
No, I don't think that was an issue. Now, I've got a Tennis Channel question for you, which might be the first time I've ever said that. Chris Eubanks and Coco Vandeweghe, Tennis Channel analyst, they're going to have a discussion. We're going to play cut number 11. I want you to listen to this. Tell me if they're just co-workers who get along and are having some fun, or if at least one of them, Chris, gets pissed off about this.
Is this going to be a thing now? Like, we're just going to just keep every week just being like, oh, can you bring 103?
Chris, we could go back out today before the big tee and try to. I'll wear this dress and throw down maybe a 115. I'll keep it. I'll keep rising.
See, here's the thing about me and you, Coco. I don't like to just bask in my own career and accomplishments. I like to focus on the players. I like to talk about everyone else. I don't want to talk about myself and what I did and what my serve was. It's just, I understand we're a little different. I get that. But let's just try to focus on the players, huh? These are world-class athletes. That's where the focus should be. Not on you and I sitting up here in our little fancy clothes out there trying to test our serve speed.
Well, the difference also between you and I is I keep recreating a new career, and I just did it yesterday.
Damn.
It didn't feel like, it didn't really feel like playful banter there. And they're talking about the speed of the serve, but that does not sound like playful banter, does it?
No. Again, I say this. So, like, you and I have known each other almost 20 years now.
So you can hit them a little stiffer.
For sure. We've known Eric and also Zach Wolchuk for a long time now. I feel like we can have some fun with those
True.
Guys. And I think that that is the case when you've worked with somebody long enough. I have no clue how long they've worked with each other. And maybe one of them's just tired of the other one's S. And it sounded like he was tired of hers.
And did it ever.
Like, all she wants to do is be like, I'll show you right now. Give me a racket. Where's the court? I'll show you up. Hope there's cameras there to embarrass you. And he's just like, it might actually happen. You might embarrass me. And you know what? I don't want that to happen. So can we just focus on our job here? Wow. That was intense.
Believe it or not, that is but one of our two tennis stories.
I am shocked.
This one, it doesn't translate on the audio. I listened to this audio numerous times. It's hard to hear, but you can see her mouth. So there was a tennis match featuring Mira Andreeva. She lost in the round of 32 at Indian Wells. She was displeased, gave a quick handshake, and afterwards she screamed, F you all, while looking at the crowd and walking off of the court.
What did the crowd do to her?
See, I know she's had a bit before where she's like smashed some rackets and had some unforced errors and stuff, but I can't say that I like watched this whole match and could give you a good idea. It didn't seem like there was that many people there to begin with, let alone they were like riding her ass the entire match that she would say that. But yeah, she looks in the crowd and says, F you all, and she points to. It's incredible. This is after she threw her racket.
I can't tell which one I like the most. The I keep reinventing my career and you don't, or F you all to all the fans that were there to, it might have been supporting her. Dude, that.
I know you're like in her family group. You're like, oh, man.
Me to even me? What did I do?
By the way, going back to the first tennis story, man, those two hate each other. That is not a joking tone. That is not a joking tone.
Yeah, you don't.
Right
again,
there.
Kevin, I've told you this also because I know. If you and I ever really got into a battle, you're going to go for the stab in the neck first.
Yeah, that's
I'll sit there and play with my food for a while and be like, all right, now that you've done all yours, here we go. That was the stab in the neck she did.
And she did this at the Australian Open as well. But here's the best part.
The most important open of them all.
That is very debatable. Here's what she said afterwards. I was saying that to myself, to everyone, basically. I mean, after the loss, I just get so angry. So sometimes I say those things.
Oh, this is the lady that said F you all. Okay,
so she
all right,
said
gotcha.
She was really saying it to herself first. And
but the you all part's the part that seems like it's to everybody else out there.
It does.
It doesn't seem
specifically
like...
Specifically what she said, F all of you.
I think you got to throw the me first in there and then point at yourself before you start pointing at everybody else and calling them you all.
Yes. Yes. Now, because we're a well-balanced show today.
Very Jack Morris. Didn't he walk out and he like flipped the bird to everybody? And all the New York fans were like, that's right, Jack. We are number one.
And if you got a power mustache like that, who's going to stop you? Nobody.
And
that's
see,
who.
That's the difference between pitchers like that and Nolan. Nolan would have just thrown a fastball at everybody in the stands, you know?
Yeah.
He would have thrown one fastball, and it would have hit everybody else in the stands. They would have felt it.
Yeah.
That's why we love Nolan.
All right. Do you want soccer, fishing, or college basketball?
Fishing.
Okay. Now, unfortunately, you're the one who years ago, like, helped clue me in on the fact that there was rampant cheating in fishing.
Everybody's trying to find a way to weigh those fish.
Legitimately, I had no idea. Well, this happened yet again as a fisherman in Texas was arrested and charged on Sunday with violating fishing tournament law.
Ridiculous.
After it was discovered that he had altered the weight of a large mouth bass he had submitted for weigh-in at Lake Fork. Curtis Lee Daniels of Willow Park, he was released on $20,000 bond. And because the tournament prize money exceeded $10,000 that he would have won, the charge is a third-degree felony because the overall prize money for the tournament was $11,500. He faces up to, I know normally this is not how it plays out, he faces up to 10 years in prison and $10,000 in fines.
All right. So it was an $11,000 payout.
Correct.
$10,000 fine.
I think you're going to have to give that money back, right?
But that's what I'm asking here.
I don't think he gets the money. They caught him.
Okay. That's what I'm saying here. That's not enough. $250,000? That might be enough for me to accept the potential 3 years and a $10,000 fine. And again, you're right. I don't get to keep the money.
Yeah.
But the price of the payment versus what I'm staying to earn has to be a lot different. That's the $1,000 is not enough for me to be like, you know what, dude? It's a $1,000 difference between my fine and how much I would have won.
This is what I love about our audience. They know how to speak to many things. We already got people loading up at the Grand Prix, and Arlington said, hey, get a pass. Come on out. Now.
Some people talking about how Andreeva's only 18. Maybe she's a little immature.
Yeah, and I think she admitted that. I appreciate the fact that she was like, look, I get mad after I
she
lose.
She could have been taking a shot at those two that were on the TV cussing at each other.
That is a good.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series, to MLB, and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Good point. From the 817, Lake Fork is probably the worst place to try to cheat.
That's a fact.
And from another nine, from the 940, I have fished multiple tournaments against that POS. He is always cashing checks almost every tournament. No telling how many times I was cheated.
Really?
Whoa!
Wow.
And that's why I love our audience.
I'm glad they got caught, though.
For sure. Now, who else got caught? Interesting timing. Two MLS players have been banned for life for betting on MLS matches, including their own.
Really?
Yeah, you can't do that. And they got a betting alert through their integrity partners, which I guess now probably it was a different group, but yes.
I'm starting to invest in ProHeBet. I think that's my next big like crypto or whatever.
I mean, it makes sense that all these leagues would need to have like integrity consultants and everything like that. It really, really does. All right. Speaking of soccer, we will stick with the pitch, and right now we bring in from FC Dallas. It is Osazi Urigidi, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How's it going, guys?
It's going okay. I wish I would have said Urigidi. Is that closer to getting it right? I apologize for messing that up.
It's Urigidi.
I'm the worst at this job. I'll try to make it better with the questions. I wanted to get your take on the last match against LAFC. I know that can be a tough place to play, and they are off to a hot start. What was your breakdown of that match?
Yeah, it was a difficult game. Obviously, we knew they had a good start in the League's Cup, well, in the Champions Cup competition and in the league as well. So we knew it was going to be a difficult game. But we went in preparing well, and it was a tough game. We put it in good shape, but at the end of the day, when they score a very good goal, sometimes that's the difference between at the end of the day. So it was a pretty disappointing to having conceded that goal after we had some good chances ourselves, but we're ready to bounce back and go again.
I'm really glad we get to talk to somebody as competitive as you right now, because we were just watching the World Baseball Classic and saw two teammates on different teams. One of them reached to shake the other one's hand, and the other one said, I'm not shaking your hand right now. Do you ever shake hands with somebody in the middle of a game, or do you think, nope, we can wait until after the game? This is a different time right now.
In a bus? During the game, obviously I'm pretty intense, but it depends on the situation. Obviously, if it's like I do something by accident, I didn't mean to, maybe I'll shake the hand. But like normally, I'm pretty trying to do my job, trying to defend well. I'm pretty fierce. I'm not really trying to make friends. Obviously, if I am wrong, sometimes I would shake the hands.
That's my guy right there.
And also, do you need to get on the bus right now? I don't know what we heard in the background.
No, I'm just sitting on like a bench, and they're just joking. Oh, you put on a bus? I'm sitting on like a bench, and they're like, "Oh, you going on a bus or something?" So good.
Hey, tell them to shut up. We're in the middle of an interview. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Busy
I'm kidding.
Time right now.
No. You know, I know you were just kind of touching on that right there, but one of the things I love when you first got signed here is that you said you do the work that many people don't like to do on a season by season basis, match by match basis. What kind of work does that look like that you're willing to go out there and do for the team?
Obviously, the work off the pitch, the preparation, and obviously doing the extra work on the pitch in terms of the work rate and going the extra mile to defend and help the team. So, and doing all the defensive stuff, which maybe people like more attacking wise, and I have to scrub up and do the work that maybe they don't like to do in terms of defensively and also just preparation for the game. So I think overall those are the main things that, which I would say that the others don't like to do.
You know, we were just talking about this a minute ago, that earlier in the week, two MLS players got banned for life for gambling on games, including their own. How clear does the league make it? How clear does the team make it to you that gambling is strictly prohibited?
Yeah, the league makes it. We have to pretty much do a course, so like everyone pretty much knows that's pretty much prohibited. And yeah, you're gonna get pretty much caught really if you do it. So, and from what I've heard, it's you're gonna get caught if you even attempt to. So the league makes it pretty much very clear that it's prohibited, and everyone has to do a course as well. So everyone knows.
You know, one of the things that, you know, talk to casual soccer fans, you'll hear them say stuff like, oh, that dude took a dive. It's a lot of acting. How physical is this game, and how physical do you want it to be compared to how physical it actually is?
It is very physical in terms of it's very intense in the game in terms of how, well, I'm a very intense player in terms of when I play. I'm very physical in terms of when I do defend. You get some players who do not like the physicality, so sometimes they might resort to sometimes diving. But it is interesting that there are times where if you don't dive, you don't actually get the foul, even though contact was committed. So it's kind of a weird situation sometimes players are in, because you might get contact and not go down. But if you don't go down, then you don't get the foul. So it is a very physical game, and it is also the kind of game that I like to play.
So you're not saying this, so I'll say it. Kind of feels like the officials need to be a little bit better with some of those
we'll say it
some
for
of
you.
Those whistles. Yeah. We'll say that for you.
Yeah, now, we'll say that for you.
I did say you yeah. said it.
So I want to make that clear. You did not say that. That is me.
Property
Kevin Hagelin's
opinion.
Yeah, just me. All right. Now, y'all obviously started the season with a win, and then you had a scoreless draw against Nashville. You've got two more home matches coming up. How important is it to stack more points in those matches since four of the first five are at home?
Yeah, this season playing at home and getting the results at home is going to be very important. After the World Cup break, we're going to have a lot of games on the road. And it's going to be a lot of traveling and going to difficult places. So we're just trying to make it a home, like a fortress, collecting as much points as possible and really enjoying playing at home, because last season we had quite difficulties performing at home. So we really want to make a difference this season. We already started with 4 points at home, so we just want to keep on building on our home form and collecting as much points as possible.
I'm a little curious, what more can the home crowd do for you? Like, what would you, if you're like, hey,
ooh, good question.
I would like if they would add this to the mix of things. Is there anything that you look up there and you're, because I know we have a pretty good supporter group, but if you looked up there and saw them add a little bit more of this, what more could they add for you?
It is quite difficult because when we're doing construction on the stadium and half the stadium is empty as well, it is only so much like the crowd can do really in terms of like the atmosphere, in terms of, I think they've, what has improved when in terms of how when the structure has been built up and the lights, it does feel a lot better than last season. I kind of feel like the construction last season maybe that played into our home form as well. It's hard to make an excuse for that. Obviously, there's other factors as well.
Oh,
we didn't
sure.
really perform well. But I think it's hard to say why I could improve when half the stadium's ready in construction. So as soon as the construction is done and we get the home crowd, it's going to be really good, really. In terms of like the crowd, the ultras are pretty loud and supporting us. And I think the better we do as well, they're going to reciprocate this as well. So we're just trying to do the best and hopefully the stadium gets done and then it'll be good again. So I think it's hard to say where I can improve when there's construction going on. So.
But in the meantime, every fan who shows up needs to be twice as loud as
usual. Two times. Yeah, that's what I'm calling
that,
for. Yeah.
I think is the way to go. All right. Well, we don't want you to miss your bus. So thank you very much for the time, good sir.
Yeah, thank you very much.
There you go. Osaze Origide right here on 105.3 The Fan. And remember, we were just mentioning it. You got back-to-back home matches on the next two Saturdays, this Saturday against San Diego, and then a week from Saturday against Houston. Both of those 7:30 start times at Toyota Stadium in Frisco. You can also go to fcdallas.com. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, will it be a contentious crosstalk?
I hope so.
With the G-Bag Nation right here on The Fan.
Hits this one hard to right field. Judge will turn and watch it fly. Caglione has hit the third home run of the game for Team Italy. They're going to need a fresh bag of beans over there in that dugout.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing. It is time for our chit chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, you today?
Amazing. Hey, how are you?
Well, I'm doing good for most of y'all. We'll get to Zach Wolchuk in just a second, but I also want to know, did you care about Bam scoring 83, or were you more concerned that Mark DeRosa might not know the tiebreaker rules for the World Baseball Classic?
I mean, plus the Max Crosby stuff. I mean, it was as chaotic of a Tuesday night that you could ever have it throughout time in sports. Like, at all these different levels. You have NBA, you have MLB, you know, adjacent, and you have... And you have the NBA stuff with Bam, so it's like. What
and then
the
you
heck?
Have somebody on your show just undercutting our show.
Yeah. I guess the secret's out that I think you guys have one of the most poochy shows out there on the market. You could probably
fart
into a microphone for 4 hours and beat the lame competition you have in the middays.
Wow!
That seems petty.
I was going to remind Heggy, we got a bunch of food out there for him to touch if he'd like to go out there and get It's all laid out on the counter.
Man.
Feel free, Heggy. They got some Texas Twinkies out there you can fondle.
Fondle those Twinkies, Kevin, just like you fondled my piece of paper.
Twinkie fondler.
And then you ate it.
I did crumple that up. I swear I didn't eat it, and I tried to put it back nice, but that's when I ripped it, so I just made things
worse. I could see that
worse.
You tried to straighten and flatten it out.
Can we try this experiment, though, where you guys fart into the mics for 4 hours and still see it, like, just where you land?
I mean, I think that your show content is so good that you probably would still finish number one.
So, have you seen... There's a Facebook post.
Oh, the Facebook now. We're on to Facebook.
Yeah, the Reddits, they ranked all the hosts.
This is aggressive, dude. Yeah. Across the board.
Our shows did well. But yeah, the Facebook post.
I don't look on
what
Reddit.
What kind of post you talking
Corey
about?
Corey told me not to look on
Where
Reddit a
ranked?
Long time ago, so I don't. But somebody posted a Facebook post, which is fine. And they're like, I love Sean and RJ. I love the G-Bag Nation. And then it's like,
stop. That's all that they said.
You know who I think sucks is KNC. And you look at it, it's mostly laughing faces and a bunch of people said stuff. But the care emoji, the support emoji, the solidarity emoji, all wrapped into one. That is the one that Zach Wolchuk decided to choose for that post saying that our show was trash.
You could have just hit the like button.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it was accurate. I mean, who the hell is going to do a segment about kick-ass movies they just watched? Like, this is a sports station, guys.
War Machine, bro.
Goodness gracious.
I'll mention it for you.
Thanks for the support.
Like, I'd never do a top 10 kick-ass movie segment. Are you kidding me? Like, have some couth about you. No, that was a long, lengthy post.
It was. They really didn't like us.
Yeah, I mean, that was like during a break. I saw it. I glanced at it. You know,
you
I wrote it. I didn't open it.
Oh, it's man.
It's
a 55-year-old man.
It said Sean and RJ great things, G-Bag great things. I'm like, well, this guy just loves the station, so I gave him a love. And I didn't realize that he went on to just completely bash you guys. So screw him. I'm not going to remove the emoji, though.
Oh, man.
It actually works in your favor when you get the one guy that has a terrible opinion and he's mean about it. And then you just get an influx of comments that are like, actually, they're amazing.
We don't have to speak. We let them speak for us.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's nice.
You got your own will, actually, guys. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
But here's the RFK and C Army.
Here's the thing, though, is I just always thought this was like one station, you know, under God.
Indivisible.
You know? That's the way I see it.
Rock.
Like, we're one family that, and if anybody else outside talks about our guys, we kick them in the junk.
Yeah.
But we're here together. We support each other. Mm-hmm. And that was until today.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was after Kevin just so rudely fondled my piece of paper, and after that,
I told you not to do
that.
Where
that was going,
it hasn't been the same. You know?
Paper did so much there.
I needed that paper, and he used his hands and he abused it.
Now, that being said,
you saw how I tried to fix it. It didn't go well.
He got an iron out, and he was trying to iron it.
I accidentally ripped it.
Heggie knows what an iron is?
That's a good point. No.
Hey, you know, OCD, you know, I love you guys. I'll remove the emoji. I'm sorry.
I'll try to. I don't care. I just thought it was really funny.
I think you do.
I saw a study that psilocybin can change your OCD nature. So just throwing that out there. For Hagee,
is that stuff a medication? You spray out of the can and it just shoots out and
no, silly string.
Yeah, whip you up some tea a little later on, Hagee.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it's like a mushroom thing.
Oh, okay.
Let's not do that.
You can actually put it on your pizza and just act like you're eating normal pizza.
Man, that was an upset that you like black olives.
Or your salad.
I know.
Huge.
I feel like I might just be a food contrarian. I love
it. It's so lying.
Oh, no. Really? I'll go to town on some black olives.
Would you eat them out of the jar?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You're sick. 100%.
100%. Black olives are delicious. There's something wrong with me, I think.
You did work in the newspaper business
deep
for a while.
There's something wrong with me. What do you guys got coming up on the show today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking. John Owning coming up at 3 o'clock.
All right, I'm looking forward to it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. I'm sorry for all the things that are wrong with me. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.